This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Follow away, I fall away. That is a song called Fall Away from Sugluk. And this is a group that formed in the early 70s as well. And this was a re-release that came out in 2014. They were a rock band from northern Quebec and sang in Inuk and English. And here's an interesting tidbit. Alessipe, who is graced the cover of the Spotify Indigenous playlist a couple of times and is a wonderful artist in her own right, is the niece of one of the members of this group and performed with them when she was really young. Very cool stuff. Edward Bear, before that, with Last Song, they won a Juno Award for this particular track. They were a band that was formed from 1966 to 74, and once they won the Juno for Outstanding Performance of a Vocal Group, it was because of the song, and it is part of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, called Last Dance. We've got something from Exit. It's a track called Color Nature Gone, and they were a Native American rock and roll group that was from the early 70s as well, as everything that you're hearing today is. But they released some great records, just two, on the Rare Earth label. And Rare Earth is another group that you should definitely check out. Here is Exit with Color Nature Gone, right here on the Jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. We'll be right back.
That is the soul funk R&B stylings of the Isley Brothers. Certainly influenced by the Impressions, that song has gone on to be sampled by pretty much every genre there is. And you can hear it on commercials, you can hear it everywhere. It's just one of those jams. The Isley Brothers also are credited with being one of those funk bands who took funk into the mainstream. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host. We've got more music coming up. We've got something from Sikkimut, and they are a group that came out in 1976, and their recordings are on CBC North Service Recordings, which I find highly interesting because a lot of the recordings from Indigenous people at that time in that area, like Northern Quebec or Northern Ontario, were documented by the CBC. We also have Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, with his song, another tune that turns 50 this year. And she is the first artist to win the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in two consecutive years. She won it for Killing Me Softly and the year previous to that, The First Time I Ever Did See Your Face. That is Roberta Flack coming up on the show shortly. Let's get things rocking with the originator himself, Link Wray, someone who has influenced everyone from Jimmy Page to The Edge to Jack White. If you check out their documentary, they really heavily talk about Link Wray, an American, Native American guitar player who placed number 45 on the 100 greatest guitar players of all time. Here's Link Wray with Loudy Miss Cloudy on the jukebox.
We'll be right back. drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
是一个庙，是一个庙，平安夜里马蹄路，立春里一路的春里还好一步。是一个庙，是一个庙，平安夜里马蹄路，是一个庙，是一个庙，还好一步，还好一步。
I want to show my continued appreciation to our national sponsor, Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each November, Javier Zamora plants more than 20 acres of strawberries on his organic fruit and vegetable farm in Watsonville, California.
And then, you know, 4 months later, you get to see people enjoying and taking a bite out of a red, delicious strawberry.
Watsonville is in a cool coastal region Zamora says is known for its long, productive strawberry seasons. He can typically harvest berries from April through October. But as the climate warms, the weather is growing increasingly erratic. Heat waves and drought can reduce yields and damage fruit. And extreme storms can wipe out a harvest.
We experience 3, 4, 5 years of drought, and all of a sudden we get double the amount of water that we normally get per year. But we get it in like 1 month.
In 2022, heavy spring rains drenched Zamora's farm.
So everything that we were hoping for to sell for Mother's Day got trash.
To protect his business, Zamora grows numerous crops. So if one harvest fails, he has other berries and vegetables to fall back on. He says the approach is necessary to sustain his farm as the climate warms and the impacts on crops grow. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, let's go. Thank you.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in,